I'm going to do my best to try not to crash out. I'm going to do my best to try to make a video that is very cool and calm and concise and give you the actionable details that you need in the event that you're compromised by this. But I'm also going to kind of crash out a little bit because this vulnerability is unacceptable. Okay, 2025-37164. First of all, these descriptions, you can tell when the company really gives a fuck when they say a remote code execution issue exists in HPE OneView. What is HPE OneView? Well, HPE OneView is where you can manage, automate, and unify all of your on-premises operations, remotely orchestrating Synergy. What? HPE Synergy, composable infrastructure, and OneView. This means nothing to me. Basically, it's like your traditional, I think, like corporate operations management, corporate infrastructure management, supply chain management, etc., yada, yada, yada. And so you look at this, and you're like, okay, remote code execution vulnerability. All right, it can't be. Holy fucking shit. It's a 10.0 critical. That's the same as React to Shell, which, by the way, I'm making a new video on probably later this week. Kind of crazy. Not a great week for security vulnerabilities. Okay, so you're like, what could possibly be going on in this piece of software that could allow someone to get code execution? And obviously, you know, this vulnerability has been out for, I think, under a week, and there's already a Metasploit module for it. So you can go to the Metasploit module, and dude, when I was reading this Metasploit module, I was aghast. I was shocked at how simple the vulnerability is, okay? So if you go into here, you look at the actual module, right? It's all in Ruby, whatever, okay. So at the end of the day, they filter out for some bad characters, and the minute I'm seeing these spaces and these quotes, I'm like, oh my God, it's a command injection vulnerability. It's a command injection vulnerability in a piece of software that's used to do corporate supply chain management. Okay. Command injection vulnerability, but surely there's like, it's because of an issue in the code, or there's like a weird way you have to get to it, right? Maybe it's like really difficult to get to. Okay. So if we go to the execute command function, which is used in the exploit to test it, right? So they do echo secure GUID, right? And they execute that to prove that they get command execution back, right? To kind of test the waters. Let's go see what execute command looks like. Execute command. Okay. So execute command is send a CGI request. CGI is just an HTTP request, where it's a put method, and you put to the method REST ID pools execute command. What is the data? Oh, the data is just, it's command. So let that soak in for a second. The vulnerability is that it's a feature, not a bug. You just get to run code arbitrarily on this device. And I think you land as root. Hold on, let me look at this. Okay, no, luckily they ran it and you land as like terminal 3. You land as like the local user for the terminal, not root, but also not great, guys. So literally all they had to do was exploit it with no command line arguments, with nothing, and it downloaded Meterpreter and used Meterpreter to get them access to the device. This is just like, I don't even know if I should make a video about this, because they're like, normally I go into like the in-depth nature of the vulnerability and like, oh, what's going on here? That there's a dude, there's nothing. It's just, you get to run code on the device. And the hotfix is they just applied a new HTTP rule to the web server appliance to block access to that specific REST API endpoint. And the endpoint is REST ID pools execute command. So they didn't even disable it. They just said, nah, you can't go there anymore. I know a company that's done this a few times. I've seen literally, I think, 10 Fortinet CVEs where literally they have endpoints that are too weird to touch from the front end, so they block them off to be localhost only endpoints. But so what you do to fix that as an attacker is you just have some weird middle layer, and there's like a proxy header where you can make this request do another request to an internal interface, and then now this method of doing HTTP fucking filters doesn't work at all. Like, I don't work at HPE. I've never heard of this company before. I would love to know what architectural decision, what fundamental design philosophy requires them to use REST ID pools execute command to the point where you have to run. Like, it is so fundamental, it seems like, in the architecture of this, that you can't remove it. Like, you have to just build a firewall around it, because otherwise something is going to break. That is absolutely insane to me. Yeah, so from like an overall like organizational standpoint, this is a good point that a Rapid7 brings up. OneView sits at a privileged control plane for enterprise infrastructure. So successful exploitation is not just about establishing RCE. It's about getting centralized control over servers, firmware, and lifecycle management at scale. Management platforms are often deployed deep inside the network with broad privileges and minimal monitoring because they're supposed to be trusted. When an unauthenticated RCE shows up in that layer, defenders need to treat it as an assumed breach scenario and prioritize patching immediately and review access paths and segmentations. It's this weird, like, cat and mouse game where it's like, okay, vulnerability exists in this really large scale supply chain software, but it's nested deep inside the network. So do we treat it as breached because there is a vulnerability that is high trust, or is it high trust, therefore it should not be breached, right? Like, in theory, if someone is doing proper network segmentation, you shouldn't be able to access this. It should exist on a privileged control plane. But at the same time, from like a zero trust standpoint, all this takes is one misconfiguration, one exposure of an HTTP interface to the outside, and suddenly anybody could land in this thing. Also, consider the insider threat, right? The insider threat is huge here, where, you know, angry supply chain worker or angry person doing logistics wants to hack into the company. This is just a free chicken. It's absolutely crazy. Okay, guys, I like to make longer videos for y'all. I think you enjoy those more than the short ones, but I have nothing else to say. This bug is barely a bug. Go subscribe. I'm almost at 1 million. Do me a favor. Press that sub button. Thanks, guys. I will see you. Someone, who unsubscribed? In the next one. Take care. Goodbye.